Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. I trust in the Word of God. And He's our guideline. The one that created the heaven and the earth, He's our guideline. If it wasn't from Him, we would. Bless you, God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're hoping and praying that those of you that join us today, tonight, wherever it might be, amen, that God will give you a revelation that He is not dead, He's still alive. That's why I walked to Hawkins with Jermaine Hawkins and saying, live in the sunshine. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, wherever our listeners are listening, in their car, in their home, on their job, Father, we stretch your hands right now in the name of Jesus, because we know this is not a mistake while they're on the air and while we're sharing tonight. Lord, we ask you to bless, heal, and deliver. God, give them a revelation, oh God, for what they're doing. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for the answer. And Lord, we thank you for the things that you're going to do and you always are doing for us, your people. Thank you for the knowledge and understanding and the mercy, how you kept us in our ignorance, how you kept us, Lord, when we didn't know what we was doing wrong. Your love. Oh, God, your love covered us. You covered us in your blood. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you tonight, today, wherever you might be, amen. And we're sharing, amen, living the sunshine, you know, in your mind, amen. That's what discussion, the new spirit, but old mind, new spirit, amen. but an old mind. And we have to realize that God made us in his own image and his own likeness. Amen. And you like to call in tonight. We also, sometimes we forget to give you the, amen, some of the material whereby you can call us or you can view us. Amen. You can call in. First, go to the website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, via our website. And you can email me at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. You like us on Facebook, join our page, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. Or you can subscribe on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. And we always enjoy your letters and your cards. You can write to JCI M Doctrine of Truth, JCIM, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320. Amen. In the book of Genesis, to make you aware, amen, of the things that have been going on and what's been happening, amen. We like to make a correction, www.jciministry.org. Amen. In the book of Genesis, we want to point out, amen, that God made you in his own image and own likeness. And sometimes maybe you have wondered why, amen, those that teach not the truth. Jesus said the truth shall set us free. Amen. Man has been in bondage from the beginning, and he's having a problem with the information he has accumulated through his birth. And Jesus said, but if you know, he came to bring the truth, and his truth will set you free. And that's why we seek here at Doctrine of Truth to come from the grassroots level, as simple as possible, that you can grasp the meat of the word, that you can grow thereby, that you can grow. And what we've been finding, amen, over 20-some years, is that many believers have forgotten about their threefold, the body, soul, and spirit. Notice in Genesis, the second chapter, in the 7th verse, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground. That's one, your body. You can agree, many times you can agree because of the vitamins and minerals that you take. The second, and he breathed the breath into his nostrils, the breath of life. The breath of life, which is the spirit, the breath of life. Amen. Many, during a certain time of the year, Halloween, and people believe in spirits. Amen. Choir, God put man, gave man a spirit. You are a spirit. And man became a living soul. That's where your character, your thinking, your feeling, amen, all intertwined together. But we forget that the mind, amen, your character has to be rebuilt on new information, not on the old information. That's when the warfare comes in. The enemy take advantage of what you don't know. And Jesus told his disciples before he left, he taught them for 3 years and a half. And before he left this earth, he said, be not deceived. Deception now is the biggest warfare. The enemy is taking what you think you know is correct without studying, without biblical learning and biblical atmosphere. It's possible you can be born again, being a child of God, but have the same old information, worshiping idols and going through and wondering why you're taking so hard. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. The book of Romans, Paul was here, and we're going to set some foundation, then we'll go to the phones. Book of Romans, Paul said in the 12th chapter, and he was talking and studying and dealing with the Romans concerning the teaching of their duties. Amen. Once you become a child of God, the duties, the amen, the things that you first must do. Amen. Number one, in order to become a child of God, you must be born again. Amen. Your spirit must be new. Your spirit has to come back to God. Amen. It has to be renewed with God. You can't just walk out of the natural man with the same old spirit. You can't just live in this world with the same old spirit, because the body, soul, and spirit is subject to the things of the world. And, you know, it touches things. You're feeling. Everything goes on. You come a part of it, and you don't know how to separate it. That's why Jesus said, you must be born. Your spirit must be born, amen, again. It must be separated by God, amen, through accepting him as your Lord and Savior, amen. And many have. Many have accepted God, but they found themselves, amen, in a problem, trying to analyze and sort out all the voices, all the different teaching. Amen. Here we go. Paul is approached the church in Romans, amen, concerned about their duties. He said, amen. In other words, if you break it down today, you got to go to Bible study. You've been saved, sanctified, but you need to be in the atmosphere. And Paul said in Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In other words, don't become contaminated again to the activities and the ways and the people, amen, that you had before. You got to separate yourself now. And they call it holiness, amen. All it means is separation from old things and old activities, because it brings bad memories and bring back psychological problems, amen. You got to come out. You have to come out from among it. Amen. And Paul said, and be not conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You have to prove out why you think. Prove out why you're thinking that way. Prove what the Bible says about fear. Fear is a spirit. It's a spirit. Worration is a spirit. Amen. It's a spirit. Amen. And Paul was talking, and he wrote a letter also to the Corinthian church about their carnal thinking, their worldly thinking. And he had problems with them. And he tried to say, listen, you got to purify yourself. Amen. Because so much division among us, so much immorality, living. He said, we got to separate ourselves from these things. You got to separate yourself. So, number one, be born again. And number two, the second step is that to be aware of the natural man. Amen. Your body, amen, be aware. Amen. It can be tempted. It can be, along with the false information of the soul, it can be tempted. Amen. It lives here. It won't go nowhere. Once it dies, it stays here. Amen. And the third step is that to feed your mind, your soul, amen, that you have overcome. God bless you. God love you. Anything you do, you're just a blessed person. You're just a blessed person. Poor, you're blessed. Once you get in the family of God, once you come in the family of God, and some of you have family, friends, and relatives, amen, you really don't love anymore. You just respect, but they're your family. And some have disrespect and dishonor their mother and father, but they're in the family. So what? God love us regardless, but now you have to renew your mind. Babies have to renew their mind, and this is where the issue is and the fault is, and we won't try to learn about tonight. But the spirit man got to be renewed, but it has to be renewed, amen, by the word of God. The word of God. And then we want to talk about how can we overcome. Amen. Get the victory. Get the victory. Get the victory. Amen. We're going to go to the phones now and, amen, accept some calls concerning about the renewing of the mind and some testimonies and, amen, vision and dreams that you had and God had showed you about some things. All right. God bless you. We have a caller. Go right ahead. God bless you.
Amen. And nice to be on the call tonight, Bishop. I really like this subject tonight. And I wanted to say I'm looking in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And it says,
okay.
So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, let me take a little time to explain this. You know, you have to get in the frame of mind. When you talk about renewing your mind, you just don't do that. I mean, now, when we get baptized, you say you become a new creature. Yes, you become a new creature. Now you've got to begin to get in preparation now to be this new me, this new being, and that's going to begin in your thought pattern. You know, we look back. It's the same as an athlete. Michael Jordan had all the skills to be one of the greatest basketball players ever, but those skills had to be developed. And what he had to do, he had to get into a basketball frame of mind. And there, he needed a coach with all the skills he had. He needed a coach to coach him into how to bring the greatness out of him. Now, when we come to Christ and we get born again, now we got to renew in our mind. I mean, now we can't entertain the carnal thoughts of the world anymore. We got to go now to the Word of God and begin to digest the Word of God. Now, we got to set aside a time. You know, Michael Jordan, they say he was the first one at practice. He was the last one to leave the practice. So we now have to get in our prayer closet and develop a set time that we sit and get into the Word for ourselves. Now, at some point, that word that we're getting in, just like he practiced all the time, the practice is going to bring out the skills that he already had in him through the coaching that he was getting from his coach, and that's where it is with us with God. When we get in our prayer closet and begin to get in this word, what God has already put in us, anointed us with, our destiny, he's going to bring that out to the fullness of Christ. But we first must do the work, because faith without works is dead. And that's how we renew our mind. That's how we renew our mind.
Amen. I think you brought some things to my mind when we back playing basketball and just earlier. And you know, the community teams, and we was out there just playing in a tournament, and we were just practicing the different moves and things, and one of the coaches came out and said, "Listen now, all right, y'all go and sit down, or don't burn yourself out. Just take your time, go in there, sit down. We got a game," and we was nervous. Actually, we was just plain nervous, but we played and. And I heard a man, and the coach came out, "Okay, just go ahead and just let him play. Go ahead and play." I'd have told him one time, just let him play. And another man said, "Why don't the coach come out there and take these guys, take the ball from them and set them down?" We lost the game in the last quarter because everybody just tired out.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the coach, "I told you so, I told you." What kind of coach is that? You know, if people that's being born again and accepted Christ, they have to be put themselves in an atmosphere and people that's coaching them and teaching them to strive to be active,
And that's where it is. You know, and the reason I said Michael Jordan, he proved his ability and his greatness. He won 6 championships. And winning 6 championships, you know, sometimes the first one you can say they're lucky, maybe you got lucky on the second one, but 6 times, then it's not luck. When you begin to stay in your prayer closet and digest the word and the Spirit start now giving you revelation of that word, and you begin now to not respond quickly when you're in public. And you don't let your carnal mind now have a knee-jerk reaction to whatever is going on in life. So you'll find yourself now having spiritual battles and getting little crowns, just like Michael Jordan got 6. Those little crowns in the spirit world start mounting up on your head, because people find that you're not easily provoked. And you find a lot of the older saints, before they answer you, they develop little antics and things that give them an opportunity to consider what was asked of them before they respond. It's the old TV series they had, the deacon, and every time somebody asked him something, he said, well, and that gives him an opportunity to consider before he responds. Okay. And this is what happens when we renew our mind. We don't act on a common mind of response, because that's what the enemy wants us to do. Now, we do like the word say, to be wise as a serpent, but slow to respond.
Amen, amen. Also, I had a science teacher that always saying that, listen now, you got to put something up there in your coconut now. You just can't be expecting to jump in your head. You got to study, pass my tests, you know. We have, right, that old golf cap that was given to me. It had 6 or 7 time on there. Practice, 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 practice. And I remember in the class of dealing with advertisement, it says it takes a person to see, hear, amen, something pertaining to your product at least 3, 4, 5 times before they get it in their spirit, before they get it down in their mind, that you know, they remember it somewhere. Amen. So you look at all different products going on, you wonder why they haven't gotten off the air, and they're constantly flashing at you, flashing at you. So when it's time to buy that product, it's already in your mind when you want something.
Amen.
God wants
you
to have it. Go right.
Excuse
me.
You know, one of the things I was in my reading, I saw a statement that said, never interrupt your enemy while he's making a mistake.
Okay.
Being patient.
Yes, yes. All right, we have another caller. You can just press 1 and be glad to hear your revelation or your comment concerning, amen, the word of God. Renewing the mind. Renewing the mind, amen. Yes, you are born again. Yes, you're a child of God. Paul has said, amen, in the book of Romans, amen, the Spirit of God bear witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. Amen. Your spirit bear witness with the Holy Spirit. Yes, you feel comfortable with God and prayer and word, and you that personal time that you're putting in with Him. Amen. The Holy Spirit begin to remember. He records things. He brings back to your remembrance. And the more you give to Him, the more, amen, not only more you give to Him and more time you put in Him, the things that you have learned, some of the things we have learned coming up in the world, maybe it was trauma. Maybe it was trauma. Some of the things you have learned could have been hardship. Hardship. And you can think back, hardship that you went through can trigger some things. Amen. So God wants you to, number one, repent. Repent. Confess to God what you're going through and you're sorry, and get that off your conscience and your mind, and talk to God about it in prayer. And that's prayer time. Something come up in your mind. And my mind fell on, I heard some on the radio, my first beginning of my walk with Christ. And it was some popular songs, it was all popular songs, and I never thought that it wasn't right. You know, as a young babe, babes have to be taught the word of God and explain the word of God. Amen. I had this song going on my mind, and so I was turning on the Christian radio, and a man began to teach about keeping your mind pure, about the thoughts. And he said, you wouldn't let, if you was home by yourself, you wouldn't let a hog come in the house and jump all and turn a little pig. He'd just go all through the house running and grunting. Before your parents come home or someone come home, you'd be running behind him screaming, trying to get him out of the house, then trying to clean him up, clean up the house.
Amen.
The same thing with your mind. And I never was told that I had to be careful of my thoughts, you know, be careful of what I have learned and how I learned it. Like Paul said, we had to prove it out. Prove it out. Prove it out. All right, we have the lines open. If you can push one, if you want to share with us, amen, tonight in the panel, you want to be a part of the panel, and what you have learned and what God has revealed to you about your body, but the spirit man, you also spirit, and that spirit man, he lives off the word of God. But it's so intertwined with your character and your thought. You can depress, you can press down, you can grieve your spirit by what you think. You can grieve your spirit by what you think. All right, lines are open, still open. You can dial 1, amen, 347-215-8816. Let's press 1 on your phone and listen for the last 6-4 digits, and we're glad to have you. Amen, because there are many people today. And this is one question. Why are some that go into these different groups and the different faiths and different beliefs, and it takes a little while before you know it, they're willing to forsake their family, their home, even their own life? What are we missing? What's happening here, amen, in the body of Christ? What seemed to be the problem? What seemed to be the problem here? Anybody can explain that to me, and anyone can have some kind of insight that's going on with these different groups. Amen. You can just press 1 here and share it with the panel. Amen. We'd be glad to hear, amen, what you have to say. Amen. Share. No. All right. We have a. All right. 600. You're on 6600.
God bless you, Bishop. Great to be on the call another week. Good topic tonight. Actually, I can probably talk about this all night because I actually have an upcoming book, The Transformation of the Mind. So this is a very good topic for me. But I just wanted to, read an excerpt from something I wrote in my book that's upcoming. And the word renewing in Romans 12:2, I just want to focus on that. There's an ing on there, on the word renewing. Just telling us that it's a continual process. And it's a continual process, meaning we got to continually renew our mind and renew it by the word of God. I mean, really get into the word of God and use the words to reverse your situation. You know, you go through problems, you go through things in life, but if you use the word of God to really get you out of the situation, you know, you're going through a problem, you know, once you get into a good Bible study, you begin to understand the word of God, and that's what I had to do with my own life. I mean, I began to go into problems, but I really had to rely back to the word of God to get me out of the situation because, you know, you go through something, and then you go back to the word, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, different scriptures is really what builds you up and really what keeps your mind focused on God. And if you really get into the word of God and understand the word of God and really study like you should, your mind will begin to change and your whole way of thinking will begin to change. And next thing you know, you start feeling better. You know, you start walking around with confidence and you understand who you really are as a believer. You understand the power that you have and you understand that the enemy doesn't have any kind of control over you. You know, you understand that the flesh must die daily, that God may arise, that the Spirit of God may arise in you. And once you understand that and you begin to change your mind and change your way of thinking, you're a believer that's walking in so much tremendous power and great authority when you understand really how to really change your mind daily and really just let the things of the flesh die down and just change your mind daily and just keep an open mind and just let God, you know, let his word get in there so much that you won't have a choice but to change because everything about the word of God is talking about your power as a believer. And the enemy wants to bring doubt, you know, doubt, fear, those things are things of the enemy. You know, anything of God is not negative. Mm-hmm. You know, the things of the devil is negative, fear, doubt, anger, you know. The word of God brings life to your mind. You know, I just wanted to share that.
Okay. Now let me ask you this question: where you know, when did you come to that knowledge about the difference between the natural way of thinking and the spirit way of thinking? You know, what's spirit of God and what's not a spirit of God? Can you remember when you come to that position in your life?
I think I came to that position when somebody had did something to me I felt like was wrong. And I felt like I immediately wanted to attack the person. But I really sat and searched the scriptures. I realized that it wasn't the person that I needed to attack. It was the spirit that was operating in the person. And, you know, a lot of times we think it on a carnal mindset and we want to attack the person. But when we understand the things of the spirit, you know, and our mind is renewed, we understand that if a person is operating in a certain spirit, you know, those are things of the flesh, and it's not of the spirit. And that's when I came to realization that, you know, I had to separate the two. And it just takes some time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
You,
Somebody told you the church was a church member, or the spirit of God was leading you that way. You know, to get on that track, you know, what I'm trying to get to might be somebody listening. Yeah.
The spirit would lead me that way, and also Bible study. Went to a Bible study one night, and our pastor, he was teaching on different things of the spirit, and that's what really got me there. A good Bible study will lead you the right way.
All right, very good, very good. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Notice Romans 5, we're going to bring in Romans 5 here because that great message and testimony that came through. Romans 5 says that... with Paul would say, we therefore being justified, and he goes down to the third verse, and not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. You know, as we go through our trials and tribulation, we are still in the Word of God, we're still in the Spirit of God, amen, we're living and working. And those that are listening, amen, you might be going through something, and God is using your trials and your tribulations, amen, and he's slowly molding you, amen, letting you know that everything works, going to work together for good. Everything that you're going through, God going to twist it or turn it, and it's going to come out for your glory. Amen. I mentioned this many times in a testimony, amen, early in my life, and I was needing some great financial, a great sum of money, and changing jobs, and changing over careers, and I needed some money, and sitting down with pastor, minister, apostle, began to tell me, he said, you need a lot of money. I said, yes, sir. And I was wondering in my mind, how he know I need this, you know? And he said, well, I'm going to tell you where to go. He said, no, I better not do that. I said, listen, come on, tell me. He said, no, I can't do that. Because what you're going through now is going to mean more to you than all the money. Go on through with God. Let God show you and tempt you and whatever, not tempt you, but let him lead you, you know, through prayer and scripture. All right, we have another caller. Go right ahead. 4427. Last four digits, 4427.
Yes. I realize that you can't just respond to everything you see. And this is what Minister Walter was referring to, and this is something I had to come to grips with. If you respond to everything that comes to you, through your carnal mind, you will stay in a world of trouble. You have got to pause and allow the Holy Spirit. One of the things that we were created by God, so the first thoughts that are in your mind are from from God. God is never going to take second place to anyone or anything. So that first thought you hear, if you pause and give yourself a chance to listen, the Holy Spirit will give you the truth. That second thing that comes to you is the deceit from the enemy. But we got to learn how to allow the Spirit to guide us. And we can't do that if we are in a carnal frame of mind. That means you know, if you spent all the waking day consuming the thoughts and the opinions of the world, then when you come time for you to make a response, your response is going to be based on what you have digested all day. So what are you digesting? Yeah. You're going to respond according to what you have digested. So if you don't spend time in your prayer closet studying and meditating on the Word of God, you're going to always come from a fleshly thought, from fleshly thoughts and carnal mindedness. And the enemy will have you where he wants you because you cannot get the revelation if you don't study the Word of God.
Amen. And it's a very good point that we're on tonight, how to separate, amen, the spirit man from the natural man, or the soul, the old man, from the new spiritual man where he's eating, and if that impulse is coming from God or does it come from the enemy. Amen. And we just can't say, well, I don't get that. Yes, you can have that problem, and you got to be able to try the spirit. When the Lord told when Apostle Paul was writing, Apostle John was writing 1 John, the fourth chapter, the fourth chapter of 1 John, he said, try the spirit and see whether or not it's of God. He was speaking about man as well as you have to try the spirit. And Romans 8 talking about learn to be led by the Spirit. And you have to try that. And how can you try it if you don't have the proper information in your mind? You have to set aside some time. All the time. Jesus told us, be careful about temptation. Not only that, in the model prayer, but deception. Today is number one. Deception. Jesus said, be not deceived, for he went into all these about the weather and about wars and rooms and wars. He said, be not deceived now. You're going to take that same information. All right, we got another caller, another part of the panel. Yes, sir. Last four digit 40. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yes, sir. I think this is you, Yes, sir. We're almost gone. You caught us.
Well, I didn't have much to say. I was enjoying all the commentary.
If you ever
want to learn, you got to learn how to listen.
We can add that to the study.
I thought my little two cents is that what came to me, Jesus told his disciples, he said that, You know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now the truth is not academics.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is not the academics. It's not a statement. It's a man. And he teaching his disciples. You see, they still didn't believe until an appointed time. In other words, he kept on giving them parables and showing them heavenly things through parables until all of a sudden one day they said, you don't have to talk like that no more to us. We now know that you sent from God. So I said that to say the world today, even in church now, we are looking at the Bible as academics, but the Bible is a big piece of bread, and it's sad when you have a meal, a good meal, and can't remember what you ate. Isn't that terrible? You can't remember what you ate, and that's the way it is. That's the way we've been transformed. Now he says there in the scripture that Romans 12 that she was he said present your bodies a living sacrifice holy. Now that's before transformation. You got to bring these old bodies under subjection. In other words, you got to die Paul wrote to the Colossians, you got to die with him. You got to be buried with him. And then you gotta be raised with him. You see what I'm saying? So any sacrifice that we read about, don't get on the altar and talk back. It just lay there under in submission, and let the one who doing the sacrifice do what he will. If he kills him. You don't hear them screaming or anything, and that's why the animal most talked about emphasizes the lamb. You see,
okay.
So I just want to weigh in that we all have to give all ourselves to Christ. Let Him do what He please. Now, what He please is after you have been saved. Then I got to listen to you, Bishop. I heard today in the word that Jesus said, "Those that serve me," he said, "my father honors." And that's what we all need. We need to serve one another. Don't be so uptight by serving God. Jesus is revealing God to us. But we got to serve one another. If I can't work good with you in church, I ain't about nothing in the streets. That makes sense, don't it? So God wants us to love one another. Amen. Be able to be comfortable with one another, and don't be ashamed of one another. I'm saying something there, ain't I? When you lift your eyes and pray to God, you can't come with Him with a con game, because He know what you thinking before you thought it. So you have to be real with God, and I like what you said about that transformation. That ain't just your head being changed; that's your whole existence being changed by the word of God. So that's what I was thinking, Bishop. But go ahead. I'm just enjoying the conversation.
All right. We're enjoying here. We're making a turn now to kind of help those that let you know God's love, His love, is not like the world love, because the love of God won't hurt you. In Isaiah 61, and some say, "Oh, I don't want to give myself a living sacrifice. I got friends and relatives I'm going to lose. I don't know how to rebuild my circle. I accomplished so much." Well, number one is church. But Isaiah 61 says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He come to mend up the broken heart. Give God that broken heart. Give God, amen, that spirit, that heavy spirit, that doubtful spirit that got you in prison, so to speak. And not only that, but those that are mourning, he gonna comfort you through His Spirit. Those that are going through, they've been so much trials and tribulations, they feel like everything been burned up in your life, mentally and spiritually. Amen. God will give you beauty for ashes, a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. He's going to rebuild your life. Rebuild your life. All right, we have another call on the air. 4478, last four digits, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi, Pastor.
God bless you. God bless you. Good to have you.
God bless you. I just want to comment on the earlier topic about the mind. And the scripture came to me, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And we got to realize we have to have the mind of Christ. And the only way we can do that is like the previous speakers say, we have to stay in the Word of God. We have to follow the Word of God, and then we'll be able to see our lives be better, because we're following and doing the things that God desires us to do. Not our will, but His will.
All right. God bless you. Good to have you. Good to have you. That's what James said on Isaiah. And James is saying, amen, the book of James, the first chapter, we're talking about those that, you know, trying to rebuild and make you feel comfortable. God will not leave you empty. You come to God and you know you're broken, and you got a heartache, and you had it so long. Sometimes we get comfortable. All right, Go right ahead. You go right ahead. You're still on air. You want to have another comment? Go right ahead. 4478. It was Thomas. I think you're on air.
Oh, okay. And, yes, the Bible teaches us to cast all our cares on him because he cares for us. So we as the people have to learn how to cast every problem and give it to God and learn how to rest in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. And this is what James has said in that, amen. And Paul made a statement as well in the book of Ephesians concerning, amen, what God's will is and how should we think. And he was saying that, you know, we should keep ourselves, get a song and a hymn and a spiritual song, Ephesians 5:16-19. Amen. Just paraphrasing a little bit there. But we need a song and a hymn and a spiritual song, amen, because the time is winding up and time is short. Redeem the time, kind of rebuild our lives. You know, many come to Christ and they find out they find themselves, amen, they want to kind of speed up and catch up on time, and they're really running and rushing, amen. Paul said, surround yourself, in other words, with songs and hymns and spiritual songs. All right, and that way, you starting to get your mind. Everybody is not after you. You know, everybody don't hate you. Everybody, they don't have a devil. You know, and come out, amen. It might sound like I can laugh about it now. When I read the Bible and got started out, amen. And I was reading about it. Yeah, these false teachers, if a person got a devil, don't let them touch you. Oh, that one's going to do something. That one, you know, my mind was just bouncing like a basketball. And, you know, and I had an elder that come around and God dealt with him. See, God can send you people to try to encourage you and put you on the right track. And that's what we try to do here at Blog Talk, amen, on Doctrine of Truth, trying to get you in the right track and the right thinking. Like I said, the truth shall set you free. Amen. Once you begin to read the Word of God, amen, and listen to others that have been there a long time, amen. He said, no, everybody is not done. Everybody's not a devil. Everybody's not after you. And you know, and everything, you know, I was so in a position, I wouldn't do nothing unless I'm fasting. The man said, hold on, when you going to eat something? You know, you're always fasting. Look like you ain't got no faith in God. You know, it's all right, Brother Hester.
Just listening, and I was thinking, you know, where you spend your time that a person can know where your thought pattern is. When it was Peter went to warm himself near the fire, yeah, when Christ had been crucified, the people say, no, you talk like them. You know,
yes,
you listen to people in the world today, and, you know, right now we need some kind of decoder book to when we listen to young folks. They speak in a different language from us. But where you hang out at, association brings on assimilation. And you'll find that a person whose mind and heart is filled with the carnal mindedness of the world, every time he responds from a worldly point of view. And it shows you how much time they spend in their prayer closet. Because when you get around a person who spend a great deal of time in their prayer closet or studying the Word of God, you within a few minutes of being near them, they're going to have God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit in their conversation. And if you get around someone and you're around them for 3 minutes and they haven't mentioned one of the Trinity in their conversation within 3 minutes, you better move away. Because that person is all carnal minded. They don't have Christ in them. So you need to be mindful of what's coming out of them. Because it's hard for you to spend quality time in the Word and not intertwine that, keep it in your conversation. And most people, most saints, within a minute or two of being near them, they're going to mention one of the Trinity. So where are you hanging at?
Amen.
Who are you hanging around?
All right. All right, all right. Amen. God bless you there. We're not closing, but we're getting very close. Amen. We got about 10 minutes, I think, a little bit more. And now we're closing here, and one of the benefits of having your mind tuned into Christ, and Christ was saying in the last day, do not be drunk. He was speaking to the disciples, be not be so much drunk of the things of the world. Amen. I was witnessing one day, and I walked up and gave a lady a tract and talking to her. I said, you know, Jesus is coming. She said, What you mean? Her mind was so caught up in the day's time and business, and she almost forgot. And she had to catch herself there for a minute. Don't let your mind run, you know, run and go. If you stay, your mind stay on Christ now. Let's see, everybody got the mind on Christ. Amen. We're singing a song and a hymn. Amen. You have your little scriptures you're trying to learn. Our children, when they go through trials and tribulations, amen, we should train them up, like the Bible says, train them up, amen, in the Word. And when they get older, they won't grow by, they won't go astray. But they need to have their mind. If they're going through trials and tribulations and situations, they need to say, huh, come on, I want you to sit down and read the Bible. I want you to sit down and memorize some verses for me. It helping their mind. It helping them through all the temptation and bullying they're going through today. Amen. Even yourself. Amen. You have to train the old man. Get up in the morning, write a little note, say, did you pray this morning? You get up and pray and read a scripture. Start training that old coconut, that old man. Start training that mind and that soul again. Instead of jump up and running, did you read the scripture? Did you pray? Put some Bible tapes on if you have to run in the car or walking. That's for the spirit man. He got to eat. Amen. You got to put that atmosphere around him. Amen. With this mind, notice what Peter. They needed funds. They needed work, his business, and God met them out there at the job. And told Peter, "Listen, did y'all catch any fish? Did y'all find anything that you need? Did you get the contract you need?" In other words, God can meet you on the job and tell you what to do. Told Peter them cast on the right side. Not only Peter them came to Jesus and began to talk to Christ, and he said, "Well, go down to the fish. Go down to the ocean." Amen. And reach your hand in, you know, a fish mouth. So if you're in tune with Christ, you can sort out things and he can give you a clear revelation how to empower you more. God come to empower you, amen, because you can empower the kingdom of God. When you get empowered, you can empower people around you. He'll bless you and show you things. That is one of the greatest benefits, having your mind analyzing and testing is, this, am I thinking like God? Am I talking like God? Because he's trying to empower you. Visions and dreams and prophecy. Prophesy to yourself. Talk to yourself. He's trying to empower you. He's trying to empower you. All right, we're winding down. And anyone else? All right, we're going back up there. All right, last four digits, 666-000. All right, go right ahead.
Another point I wanted to share real quickly, Bishop, is when you're really going through a situation, you got to do like a lot of, we talked about athletes earlier, a lot of athletes, they'll visualize themselves scoring that touchdown so many times, and they replay it in their mind. And we got to do the same thing. You got to visualize yourself coming out of the situation. You got to see yourself in a different situation. Then, you know, you're in a situation now, but you got to sit back and see yourself out of that and really change your mindset to believe that what you're in is not the final answer. You know, even think about Jesus when he was going to be crucified. He had to remember what he was going to end up being later. You know, he couldn't focus on the same situation he was in. He had to think about, well, I'm going to be with my Father, so right now this is just temporary. You know, you got to really see, you got to really change your mind to see yourself out your situation.
Great, great, great point. I thought about Moses. Then when you talk about Moses, say, hold on, this thing is here about a season. These things, you know, I'm not going to serve Pharaoh's. Everything going on has happened for a season. And we, as children of God, you get that revelation thing. Temptation come up. They come up to try you. And the enemy always trying little slick tricks and always throwing some out there. Amen. But like Moses discerned that thing. Moses, no, this thing just for a short time. I ain't gonna jump out there and get caught up like this. Amen. Things come and go, and we constantly practice. Well, I hear tonight a lot about practice, and James said, amen, in the book of James, the first chapter, in the 27th verse, James was talking about, amen, you say you got faith, and I got faith, but James was saying that, you know, if you pure religion, undefiled before God, to visit the fatherless and the widows and their affliction, and keep yourself unspotted from the world, you got to do something. You say you love God, you got to do something. You got to get out there and be active. Be active among people, talking to people. That way it's good for you. You won't get caught up. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit, get up, be active, the fatherless and the widows and their affliction, and keep yourself unspotted from the world. Amen. Keep yourself active. God bless you. God bless you, Ella Garrett.
Brother Bishop.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking that you give yourself to God, mm-hmm. and don't worry about what you got to say to him. He
okay.
know what you want to say, but you just make yourself available. And
mm-hmm.
like the old timer said, well, it's in the scripture. He told them, he said, take no thought for what you would say. I think Jesus was being prophetic to the Jews. He said, you come before kings and princes for his name's sake. He said, but take no thought
mm-hmm.
for what you would say. He said, that time
mm-hmm.
the spirit of his Father will fill your mind. So
mm-hmm.
what we're looking at today is
mm-hmm.
we always seeing how the Lord was talking about that him delivering us, but we have to be bold. We have to keep praying like Paul to get some boldness. You see, so you don't always
okay.
trying to be avoiding what God wants you to see. You got to go through the fire to get people out the fire. You got to go in the fire. So
okay,
what I'm looking at.
You're
going
to have to pray for us now. You're going to have to pray
right.
for us now. We,
yeah.
when we're going down. And go ahead and close it out on a prayer for all those that are listening, all those that are, amen, wrestling in the mind and the spirit. Let's go ahead, because our time is about to leave us. But go ahead. Thank God for all the callers. Let us all join in prayer. Lead us out, Elder Garrett.
Yeah. That was my intake. We must feel good about God. All maids always abounding toward him, always looking. So now, Father, we thank you so much for your great love tonight. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for
you.
The broadcast and all those that are listening. Thank those for those that are weighed in, oh God, and how we are our brother's keeper, we are our brother's helper. We hope this,
yes,
oh God, will go
thank
out
you.
Further. We hope, oh God, that somebody will come to know you and would accept you as Savior. We thank you so much for Bishop and his endeavors and what he is doing in the body. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us, directing us, and bringing correction to our life and renewing our faith and, oh God, calling us to our attention, our fears and doubt, getting us ready for that day in which
yes.
you're fast approaching. We bless you, oh God, for healings and deliverances. We thank you for what you're doing for all your people. And we pray, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
That others would come and will receive you, that they get to know the Father. In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
We pray that the love of God would abide and he be fruitful, oh God, one toward another. And we say this for the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.